This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis VA healthcare system has been without a permanent director for 2 years. Patricia Tenhoff, who was the seventh interim director to lead the agency, completed her 8-month appointment on Saturday. In an interview with St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard before her departure, Tenhoff said that wait times have been shortened for St. Louis veterans seeking medical appointments, and the agency wants to improve employee morale.
As of the beginning part of December, we actually are showing average wait times for primary care, mental health care, and specialty care all 5 days or under.
So what does that mean exactly?
That means that when you need access to our health care and your provider and you mutually identify a time frame that you need follow-up care, maybe they say come back in 60 days. 60 days from now, within a 5-day range of time, we'll have an appointment for you.
What was that wait time when you started?
It depends. It fluctuated, but certainly it was well over 10 to 15 days. The other big issue that we've been working on is our employee engagement. Because if you don't have engaged employees, those that feel like they are doing worthwhile job for our veterans, they don't feel appreciated, that spills over into all aspects of care for our veterans. So we've been working very hard on that. I hold director discussions with all of our employees every month. We have official town hall meetings for our employees. I have an open door policy with our employees. We have had a 70% response rate in our all employees survey, which gives us good data to use to affect change. And we just received that data back, and we're working to identify how we can better serve our employees so we can better serve our veterans.
There have been times when investigations have found inadequate sterilizing of medical equipment, concerns over improper protocols or procedures.
We are a very transparent organization. Every single issue that's not perfect is public domain. And we're very aware of that, so we have to be the best that we can be at all times, and that's what we strive for. In essence, when I came here, I can't preoccupy myself with feeling like people don't think we're doing a good job. We have to regain trust in the community through actions, not through words. I could tell you anything here on the radio, but people will only believe that we deliver excellent health care when they see it through our actions.
You're a veteran.
Yes, I am. I am a colonel in the reserves right now. I retire actually on May 1st, but I have been both active duty and reserves for 26 years in the Army, and right now I am an emergency manager for the state of Kansas in my reserve component job, and I've had a couple of tours as hospital director, both active duty and reserve. It gave me experience running a large, complex medical facility. But how it's really impacted me is that I deeply embrace veteran healthcare. I'm a veteran, I'm a consumer of veteran healthcare, and we have to get this right.
So you go
to
the VA?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure you're going to have a conversation with the new director. What should he keep an eye on? Or what should she keep
access,
an eye on?
Access, access, access. If our veterans can't get access into our facility timely, then nothing else matters.